Hello and welcome to In Depth. That is the PSA program right here on Lotus Radio. All Lotus Radio stations are carrying this program every Sunday morning at 7:30. This is Ian, your host, and my first guest today, a wonderful individual, actually knows our own Dead Air Dave on 100.1 The X, works with him quite a bit, but it's Dayla Gibson from Planned Parenthood. Dayla, how are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing very well, and I really wanted to make it my mission to get you in here, basically kind of just to get the fog out of people's heads about your organization, what its actual goals are, what its actual work is. So thank you for coming in. And so tell me, what are the state of things, I guess, is my first question when it comes to Planned Parenthood.
Well, the state of things are we're a healthcare organization, and we are, I mean, that's what we do is healthcare.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we get targeted a lot for because we do across the spectrum healthcare, which includes abortion care. And there are people who don't like that, mm-hmm. And so it makes us a target. At this point, we're doing well. We are always, we're always ready for the next battle because we've been here 100 years.
Yeah.
We're heading into our 101 year.
Wow.
And we are used to the battle. We're used to being a target. However, we're very dedicated to giving women and families and men as well. We have men who come into our health centers the care that they need.
Yeah. And speaking of that care, what kind of care are you providing in case people don't have it in their heads?
Well, depending on the health center, but the one in Reno, we give lots of different services. We have the sexually transmitted illnesses, STIs, testing. We have, of course, pregnancy testing, and we have pre-cancer, screenings. We do pap smears. We do breast exams. We do well women's health. We do well men's health.
Okay.
And, frequently we are, when people are having some sort of, health situation or they need reproductive care, they come to us because we're open and it's easy to get an appointment with us, and they trust us when they're scared frequently.
For sure. So it's a wonderful organization to go to if you need those kinds of services. Looking at our own current political climate, there's a lot of talk of we need to defund Planned Parenthood. And you talked to me before we started recording about there's a lot of nuances to defunding something. So why don't you take me through that?
Right. So the term is defunding Planned Parenthood, quote unquote.
Yeah.
And it makes people think that we have a line item in the budget, and we don't. What the funding that they want to take away is people on Medicaid are able to find providers that take Medicaid because not all providers take Medicaid.
Right.
Medicaid is not cost covering. So you have to have other resources and other sources of income in order to make, your bills for a healthcare organization. But those people need healthcare.
Mm-hmm.
And when they go to an organization or a doctor or healthcare agency, they get services. And then that agency submits a remit for payment for the Medicaid portion of it. And that payment gets sent to them through the state, frequently from the federal government. And it is, any health center does that. Any healthcare organization does that. That's it. It's just they want to eliminate us as a provider for people who are on Medicaid, which, especially in Nevada, we're at the bottom for provider to patient availability.
Okay.
And to take a trusted organization away from people who really need it for no good reason is dangerous.
Yeah, I actually happen to agree with that. All right. Well, so as far as getting your own resources, you're talking about defunding. If that wasn't an issue, as far as your budget goes, where do you get your money from?
We patient care, obviously. The portion of money that comes in through Medicaid for our centers depends on which health center in our affiliate it is.
Okay.
Anywhere from 30% to 40% usually. And then we have patients that choose to come and see us, even though they have insurance, and they just pay us, mm-hmm. because we're trusted and
right.
We're familiar, and it's easy to get an appointment with us, as I've said.
Yeah,
and then we also have donations. So, We have patients who, the vast majority, over 75% of them, are low income mm-hmm. patients. And so they aren't able to always cover the cost of their care. And we will work with them for payment. And we don't turn people away for that. So we rely on donations to help us make up those costs.
Okay, very good. Well, hopefully people are listening and they can actually contribute a little bit to your mm-hmm. organization if they feel the need to do so. Mm-hmm. And honestly, it's been a pattern with a lot of guests I've had in talking about various organizations. The people who are not getting access to things that they need are the low income and people from rural areas.
Right.
And you guys are helping with that.
Yes, absolutely. For example, in this last legislative session, we helped champion a bill that established a fund in the state of Nevada for reproductive health care. Mm-hmm. And it's open for all agencies to apply for who provide reproductive health care. And the people who will benefit from the most isn't actually us. It's rural areas that haven't had funds to address their reproductive health care issues. So okay. They've seen an increase in STIs. They've seen an increase in unwanted pregnancies. And so, you know, we are about all of the community, not just what is only going to benefit us. We really champion other organizations because sometimes they don't have the clout that we do when we come to the table.
Right. Exactly. Okay. So how can people find out more about you if they need to make an appointment, if they need to visit you? Where would they go, online or in physical form?
Online is best.
Okay.
And they can search, Planned Parenthood Reno, and that will take them right to our website and to our affiliates website, and then they can make an appointment online. We have lots of availability depending on when you want to be seen. We are very, very busy.
I bet you are. So is there any kind of plans for the future? Is it everything kind of up in the air right now? Or you're constantly battling, like you said earlier. What do you think is going to happen in the near future or even far off future?
You know, I would really love to be able to even speculate on that. But
yeah.
Things have not necessarily gone the way you could, you could plan out. Things shift daily. And, our current fight is, the repeal of the Affordable Care Act.
Right.
And that is just a constant issue. And we're also trying to get with the representatives who are in the power party that need to be helping with healthcare. They need to re-up the CHIP program and the funding that goes to other health centers in our area. So while we are not the only healthcare organization, of course, in our area,
mm-hmm.
There are other federally qualified health centers such as HOPES and Community
right.
Health Agency. I'm sorry, totally messed up their name.
That's okay.
But they are fantastic, CHA. And their funding comes from these programs that have now expired, and they are really in jeopardy right now. And nobody seems to be taking that seriously in Washington. And it's frightening because we're all part of the healthcare safety network. And
mm-hmm.
while we all play our different roles, if one of those networks falls out, then we have a healthcare crisis.
For sure.
And theirs is a lot of money that, again, this is low income people's lives that need to be cared for. That's what we do in a community.
Definitely. All right. Well, thank you for coming in. Is there anything you want to add before we conclude the interview? I want to make sure I hit all the points we need to.
Not that I can think of. Just, if you're looking for year-end donations, the health center in Reno is always welcoming those. So, and
right.
If people want to volunteer even, they can contact us through the website as well.
All right. Fantastic. Dayla Gibson from Planned Parenthood. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.